Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, or Shows and Tours, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. CV Fog has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Happy Wednesday, March 23rd. Welcome to the Joey English Show. I'm so glad you're here. I want this to be the best hour of your day. So let's talk about where that happens. Are you learning this? If you're up early, 5 o'clock in the morning, or maybe you're just getting home, you're listening to us on the legendary KWXY. That means 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. from 5 to 6 a.m. and you're all out there, aren't you? And then at the end of that hour, we're playing my music from my recordings. This week, we're playing songs that Sammy Kahn wrote for me. Blessings. Boy, life is good. And then when I'm through at 6 o'clock, Dan McGrath in the morning comes on, and he plays everybody else's music. And get you up, get you moving around the house, dancing, some of you say. And then when he's finished at 9 o'clock, please switch over to the other iVox radio station, KGX Radio's 920 AM, where I started 26 years ago, or 99.1 FM, and listen to, oh yes, the Joey English Show. Just so you listen somewhere. Nigel posts everything on my website, on our Facebook page, and just don't change that dial. If you've got your daytimers near you.
This is Wednesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
CSUSB's Palm Desert Campus want you to know their Nursing Street Medicine Program. It's no cost, and they just go out into the street. Has just gotten a $54,000 grant from Desert Healthcare District and Foundation. And it helps with shelters and free food programs at the regular sites. There's information at csusb.edu. The Living Desert has brought back part of their Festival of Lights, Wild Lights, that they have at Christmas time, but it's called Glow in the Park. Get it? Instead of Glow in the Dark. March 27th through April 29th, nightly 6:30 to 10. You know where the Living Desert is, 47900 Portola in Palm Desert. Information at livingdesert.org. The McCallum Theater presents the dance experience called Grow, Sunday at 11:30 a.m. and again at 2:30 p.m. It's going to be at the Gardens on El Paseo. Details at McCallum Theater, spelled properly, .com. And here come my legendaries. The legendary Wink Martindale from 1 to 3 today on the legendary 1340 AM KWXY presents one of his legendary interviews with the legendary Henry Mancini. That's fun. Thus ending the presentation of the Joey English Daily Datebook. Now we resume our regularly scheduled programs. Look who's in the house. You adore her, and she's so doggone cute. Lee Rice is back from
Eisenhower Health.
And look at your hair. It's naturally curly,
isn't
it?
It's just gorgeous.
It's just gorgeous. I mean, let's do the Samson thing. You hold her down, I'll shave it. Gollies. What's your title over there, sweetheart?
I am Public Information Officer.
Still.
Among other things.
Yes. Bless your heart. And, of course, we all tease her because she's married to the...
Redbook Magazine's hottest husband from 2014.
Yes, still hot.
Still hot, and we just celebrated our 13th.
Anniversary.
Wow.
What do you get someone for 13? I don't know.
A really good dinner at Mastro's.
Nationally known.
Yeah.
Well, introduce our other favorite person that you've brought us before. We have no new friends. Well, that's not true. Araceli's coming up later.
That's right.
Okay, tell us who you brought today, dear.
Someone that everyone loves as well. And this is Allison Mayer Sachs, who is the Director of Community Outreach and Cancer Support Services at Eisenhower Lucy Kirchy Cancer Center.
I can say that. Lucy Kirchy Cancer Center.
Perfect.
I went to the opening. What year was that?
Oh, my goodness. Is it 17 years now, I do believe?
Lucy
do you remember?
Kirchy. Mm-hmm. Lucy Kirchy Cancer Center.
That's
Earl
us.
Greenberg and I went.
That's us. I remember us. Earl well.
Yes. Tell us what's new, my dear.
Oh, so much is new, truthfully. First of all, Joey, your voice, for those of you who are listening, is that not the most delightful, delicious voice ever?
She's making me hungry.
Just listen to her. Well, we have chocolate on the table. Yeah. We're with you. But we're just so delighted to be here. March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Everything that I bring to you to share with our community to know Eisenhower's commitment to health, well-being, and your treatment when needed. And so today I'm here to talk to you about colorectal cancer.
I have too many friends. Just lost one who had a ruptured colon. Mm-hmm. Have another dear gal friend who's got a twisted colon. Yeah. But, I mean, we're hearing lots of incidents. At least we're talking about it. It's not verboten anymore. We talk about colorectal cancer and all these other things. So I'm so glad you're here. Thank you. Tell us everything we need to know. Don't spare. If you use a word we haven't heard, we'll throw something at you.
Well, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that about your friends. I'm sorry to hear about them, but I didn't hear the word cancer. That's a good thing. And I'm very pleased. You know, the American Cancer Society, I'll put that other hat on for a minute because I am the chair of the Southern California Division for the American Cancer Society.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Yeah.
That wasn't me.
That was me. No, we're so proud of Allison for that. Yes, thank you.
I really am, too. And you know, the truth is that the American Cancer Society is the leader in cancer research, having over 48 Nobel laureates in cancer research over the last 50 years. That's extraordinary. So we always turn to them for our source of truth when it comes to cancer and cancer treatments and cancer statistics. And in reading up to make sure I brought the right information today, I was so delighted to read that the incidence of colorectal cancer in people over the age of 50 has gone down dramatically since 2018. That's huge. And you know, y'all see those ads on TV.
What did she say?
Y'all.
I thought so.
Oh, that. And you know, I grew up in New York, so I'm really sorry about
that. Wow. Nigel, delete, delete, delete. Y'all.
So all of you are watching the TV ads.
Yes.
Whether it's for Cologuard, which is an interesting thing to do. And you know what? Especially for people, colonoscopy is an invasive procedure, meaning it goes into your body when they do it.
Yes.
Some people can't do that. So the development of Cologuard, which is a non-invasive treatment you can get, not treatment, screening. A test is a wonderful thing.
We think that's had some measure
of success in terms of lowering the diagnoses of colorectal cancer. We know that early screening. All of you, you can thank Katie Couric. She has been on a tear since her husband passed away at a young age from colon cancer. She is all over the news about screening.
Farrah Fawcett, too.
Yeah, well, Farrah Fawcett, was
it something else?
Yes, it wasn't colorectal. It was anal cancer. And we can talk about that as well because people don't like to talk about that one.
But isn't that the same part of the body? Give me two sentences. I don't mean to sidetrack you.
No, you're not sidetracking me. It's both in your bottom, depending on where you're from. We could say your tush or your tuchus.
Yes.
But yes, it is, but completely different cancers.
Anal versus colorectal.
That's
okay.
Correct.
All right, back to colorectal.
That's okay.
No, I'm sorry, but I'm sure everybody else
and
is thinking.
And we're actually going to have someone from our clinic who does anoscopies.
Yes.
Specifically for anal cancers. So
okay,
we will
and you're
have
bringing
someone.
Them here. Okay.
Absolutely.
And it's a really important topic. So there you go again. For those of you listening, a woman not only has a gorgeous voice and a gorgeous face, she's really smart cookie.
Oh,
so thank
kind.
You, Joey. I mean
Tell
that.
My kids.
Yeah, well, hello.
Yeah.
It's a whole different discussion.
So, okay, so
for
that
colorectal cancer.
Cologuard is at least information.
It's right. But here's the thing. If you are 50 or over, you should have a colonoscopy, at least your first one. Give yourself a birthday present. Why? Colon cancer is preventable. Wait, let me say that again. Colon cancer is preventable. And so it breaks our hearts, those of us that live in the oncology treatment, prevention, detection world, when someone comes to us with a stage 3 or 4 colon cancer and says, well, you know, I was going to do that colonoscopy, but I didn't get around to it. And we're like, oh. Because, you guys, colon cancer, when you get a colonoscopy and they remove the polyps, they remove you're getting the cancer because it's the polyps that stay there that grow that can become the cancer.
So take it apart for us. is it can be uncomfortable or not.
A colonoscopy?
Yes.
You know, well, listen.
Okay, can I just say this?
Yes.
I turned 50 last year. So as a birthday present to myself, I got my first colonoscopy.
Okay, this is perfect.
And it was the best sleep of my life.
That's what I was
saying. It was, you don't feel a thing.
And when you wake up.
I think the prep, everyone freaks out about the prep because, you know, you have to go in with a clean colon. But it's a small price to pay for just reassurance. And if they do find something, they can take care of it right then and there if
and
they see anything.
Get a clean colon by...
I don't have to go back again till I'm 60.
Drinking something, or is it an enema? It's a drink?
No, it's a drink.
Okay. So that's not invasive in your colon.
No. So, but when I got the colonoscopy, you know, my gastroenterologist, she didn't see anything to worry about, and I have no history in my family of that, and I don't have to get another one till I'm 60.
So that's peaceful.
Yes.
She just testified for us. Let me testify. Perfect. We
Sorry
understand.
To cut you off, Allison.
No, that's perfect. that's exactly what we wanted to hear. There was no discomfort when you woke up?
No.
Did you have a lot of flatulence or gas or...
Not that I know
all
of.
That. Don't lose your sense of humor.
It was really the peace of mind, though.
Yes.
After that, I felt great.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you
There's no better testament than that. It doesn't hurt. You are asleep. Going to sleep doesn't hurt. Waking up doesn't hurt. You wake up, you're fine. The prep is way different than it was years ago. Trust us.
Okay.
It doesn't taste that awful. You're not on the toilet for 12 solid hours. It works. And for us at Eisenhower Lucy Kirchhe Cancer Center at Eisenhower Health, we want you to join us for Community Cancer Awareness Day. This is where you're going to hear from the experts.
When is that?
And that is Thursday. I panicked for a minute. It's Thursday, March 31st from 5:30 to 6:30. How do you join us? It's Zoom, everybody. We're Zooming. We're Zooming so you can listen from your car, from home. You can participate anyway. It's live. We're going to take your questions.
Good.
If you want to register, 760-834-3798. Register, join us, listen to who's going to be speaking.
Free?
It's free.
Okay.
We're doing a panel discussion. No boring PowerPoint you have to sit and read. And no. I get the distinct pleasure of being Joey English for an hour and interviewing and having a panel discussion with Dr. James Conti, our gastroenterologist, Dr. Henry Tsai, our medical oncologist, and Dr. Mohammed Ilyas, our board-certified colorectal surgeon.
How
Trust
wonderful.
Me, these gentlemen are a dream team to take care of you. So join us. Come and learn, why do you need a colonoscopy? Why are the numbers for colon cancer going down after 50, but going up under 50? We are very concerned.
Oh, my.
So come and learn about prevention, detection, and treatment options for colorectal cancer in our 19th annual Community Cancer Awareness Day.
How lovely she said that. EisenhowerHealth.org. And the information's there, dear?
Yes.
And you can sign up there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And those three physicians are...
The dream team.
Such a dream team. Amazing. From surgery to gastroenterology to oncology, you couldn't ask for... I mean, we have so many. But to put those three together, they're just phenomenal.
How wonderful.
We always start with prevention.
Yes.
There are certain things you can do. Start with that colonoscopy. Watch how much you're drinking.
You're going to talk about diet. Yes.
What's your exercise routine look like? Come on, there's some things we can all do.
Yes.
I just rolled my eyes along with Joey. It's not easy, but we can do this.
And have Miss Lee Rice here give her testimony about her colonoscopy. That's the greatest line. Best sleep I ever had.
You know, maybe we should put that in a big poster somewhere.
Yes. Thank you both so much. Gee whiz, you guys are precious. What are you going to bring us next month? What's April?
April is actually Sexual Assault Awareness Month, but we're not talking about that. We're actually going to be speaking with one of our clinicians who works with our clinic who does endoscopies, and that is for screening
for anal cancer.
And if you want to read about anal cancer, go to the Farrah Fawcett website. It's just extraordinary website.
Well, I've seen that documentary.
And it's one of those conversations that people don't want to talk about. They're, you know, afraid to talk about it. They're embarrassed to talk about it. And with this clinic, they just kind of cut through all of that to really make you feel comfortable. You're in a safe space, and this is important because the incidence of anal cancer is through the roof.
Oh, skyrocketing.
And especially in our area.
You'll tell us in a month.
Yeah,
we're so lucky, Joey Pals.
Dr. Ilya said that too.
Oh, yes. Lee Rice and Allison Mayer Sachs, right?
Right.
It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.